Hello, this is Darrell Kessel with today's podcast. Today is Friday, December 19th, 2014. And on today's podcast, we are discussing Russia, specifically the Russian economy, and the dangerous possibilities that are developing there right now as we speak. The Russian economy is in turmoil, and the Russian people are starting to panic as the effects of the collapsing Russian economy take hold. As the Washington Post said recently, quote, "Russia is not so much an economy as it is an oil exporting company. The oil price collapse, down 50% since June, has hit Russia very hard, and its one-dimensional economy is totally dependent on a high oil price. Sales of oil and natural gas account for two-thirds of all Russian exports and 50% approximately of all government revenue. The oil price decline then has been catastrophic for Russia. Russia reworked its 2015 budget for an anticipated oil price fall from $100 per barrel to $80 per barrel, but now the price is below $60 per barrel and falling. As income falls, governments shrink. Governments hate to shrink. They hate it, but that's the way it is. Add to the oil price collapse the effects of Western, i.e. U.S. sanctions, and you have a real witch's brew for the Russian government to try to solve. The Russian ruble has fallen nearly 50% against the dollar this year alone. The ruble's demise is accelerating and setting off panic in the Russian people. Stores are empty of goods, especially food, as food producers refuse to ship their products because of volatility in the ruble's value. At the same time, shoppers want to buy very quickly. They want to buy before noon because they know the ruble will fall again and prices will rise in the afternoon. The Russian Central Bank has taken steps to save the ruble by raising interest rates from 10.5% to 17%. That act has slowed the bleeding through capital flight, but not stopped it, slowed it, but has not stopped it. Elvira Nabovalina, head of the Russian Central Bank, is obviously trying to project an air of calm and coolness. She has said the market will resolve things by itself, and there is no need for further market intervention by the central bank. Intervention, I will add, such as capital controls or money pumping. But now the central bank blinks and has announced just a couple of days ago that it is preparing measures to pump money into the economy in 2015. So back to its usual habits. President Vladimir Putin is also trying to project an air of calmness and rationality, but these are difficult times for him. His spokesman has said the central bank is acting independently of him and is handling the situation and that he plans no extraordinary meetings. He said that Russian leadership has no plans for capital controls. Usually when they say that, folks, it's time to get your money, if you have any, out of the country. What will happen here? What will be the result of all this? Well, who knows? But Vladimir Putin is not Mikhail Gorbachev, and Barack Obama is not Ronald Reagan. Time will tell. This crisis also hurts Russia's neighbors, who depend on Russia for a significant part of their exports. Belarus exports 45% of its total exports to Russia. Armenia, 23%. Lithuania, 21%. Uzbekistan, 21%. And many, many others down the line. This severely hurts Russia's ability to import goods because as the ruble falls, everything costs more if it is available at all. The Washington Post, in a story entitled, quote, "Sorry, Putin, Russia's economy is doomed," says the following, quote, "And this is only going to get worse. Russia, you see, is stuck in an economic catch-22. Its economy needs lower interest rates to push up growth. but its companies need higher interest rates to push up the ruble and make all the dollars they borrowed not worth so much. So to use a technical term, they're screwed no matter what they do, end quote. The Washington Post closes out its story by saying, quote, Putin might be playing chess while we play checkers, but only if we lend him the money to buy the chess set, end quote. In the meantime, how will Russia react to all this? Will it lash out militarily? It's done that before, perhaps in Ukraine or someplace else in the world. The Russian foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, has said that if the U.S. cuts Russia off from the international payment system, Russia will recall its ambassador from Washington. So what, you may say, but that, the recalling of the ambassador, is normally a war is imminent kind of warning. The U.S. has threatened to put nuclear cruise missiles in Eastern Europe, and Russia has threatened to put them in Crimea. Both would violate the Intermediate Nuclear Forces Treaty, but that treaty seems to be unraveling anyway. Decades and decades of work being flushed down the drain. Finally, will Russia submit to all this, in effect surrender, as Mikhail Gorbachev did when he saw his country becoming bankrupt? Will they surrender and give the U.S. what it wants? Who knows, folks? A bear backed into a corner can be dangerous, though. At least that's the way I see it. Until next time, folks, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.